Twitter is also deleting stolen jokes. So that's a good thing.
That was sarcasm, right? That was some sort of troll.
I don't know if you've noticed this, but if you tweet something, it's not unusual for a bunch of spam accounts to retweet. In fact, I even get tweets back that I tweeted years ago.
Yeah.
And these are like spam accounts trying to look human, I think.
And you're like, wow, that was brilliantly said. And you're like, oh, no.
Oh, that was me. That was me.
Exactly.
So apparently a freelance writer in L.A., Olga Lexell, writes jokes. And she had a joke copied. Her joke was, saw someone spill their high-end juice cleanse all over the sidewalk, and now I know God is on my side.
Is that a joke?
She thought so. But apparently others, at least five other tweets who copied this joke were deleted. One.
Saw someone spill.
Are you searching for the...
No, I'm tweeting it out. And juice cleansed all over the sidewalk. And now I know.
Hey,
God,
Olga's
going to
be pissed.
That's fine. I got lawyers.
Yeah.
I love Verizon, dude. Bring it on. Tweeted.
How do they know if someone's the first person to, maybe they got that from the internet and then.
Exactly. She says.
Watching Dave Chappelle or something and then they suddenly.
Yeah. How do we know Olga didn't steal that?
Right.
She says, "I in a tweet, I simply explained to Twitter that as a freelance writer, I make my living writing jokes and I use some of my tweets to test out jokes in my other writing. I then explained that as such, my jokes are my intellectual property and the users in question did not have my permission to repost them without giving me credit." She said most of the accounts that were reusing her tweets were spam accounts, which is, it is, I think, my experience as well.
Yeah.
And Twitter just, she said, Twitter just removed them. They don't even talk to her or ask any follow-up questions. And they just, in fact, if you search for saw someone spill their high-end juice,
okay,
you'll find a bunch of tweet withheld. I never have seen a tweet withheld before.
If I were to joke and then, like, Chris Rock stole it, I'd be like, you bastard.
That's different.
Give me back my tweet.
What?
But if you're a rando.
Wait a minute. You would mind if Chris Rock stole it?
I would send him at like, hey, man, that's mine. And then I would move on with my life because I have other things to do. But I feel like complaining about spam accounts.
What if Chris Rock
joke,
retweeted it?
Well, then I'd be the happiest man alive.
Yeah. Favorited it.
I'd be dancing a little jig in the studio.
Yeah.
You know? But
if she wants to sell her jokes off, wouldn't the smartest thing not be to put it onto Twitter and then give it out to the masses?
That's true.
I think that's already probably not the smartest of ways to market yourself.
That's a good point.
You take a picture and you post that picture on the internet. Do you expect that picture to be stolen and copied around and used on Leo's background for free?
Well, I did do that, but that's not normal. No, that was my picture.
I think she has a point. I mean, this is a creative expression. If you're an author and you're, you know, if you choose to have your short story broadcast over Twitter, which I've seen before, if someone goes through and takes those tweets and puts it into a book, that's a problem. Does the medium of publication really matter?
So I tweeted out that tweet. By the way, I've gotten 12 faves so far. So apparently,
it's a
darn fine joke. I didn't even know it. So I will send her money if she asks for it, apparently. I got
all right, Olga, you
it.
Heard it here first.
Wow. Yeah, I'm done.
How much is a favorite worth?
$1.50, I think.
$1.50 per?
Per fave?
Oh,
yeah.
Wow.
I trust Frodo that much. So
I'm going to retire.
All right. So now I feel like kind of a D-bag, but oh well, whatever.